Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Tom Veltri is joining us from Queens, New York. Tom, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Tom, what's your musical background?
Oh, years ago, I used to be a high school band director, and I've been an assistant director of a barbershop chorus. I still play trombone every once in a while, and I'm a big annoyance to any composer who works on projects with me.
Why is that?
Well, because I do documentary films, and most of the time, documentary filmmakers know nothing about music. So you get a composer who actually is used to working with these guys for 10 years, and then you get somebody who thinks they can hear. And it's just more challenging to work with somebody who can actually hear, I think.
It's interesting. I wouldn't know. I've never worked with a director who could hear. Just kidding.
Do you do film scores, Bruce?
I have done some, yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. So you guys are networking now. Is this
what radio's all about.
Well, Tom, Bruce is going to play his piano puzzler for you. Then your job will be to try to name the tune that's hidden in there. Could be a children's song, could be a popular tune, could be a Broadway show tune, could even be a familiar song from the world of classical music. And on top of that, see if you can name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
Okay, and it looks like Bruce is ready. So, Tom, here's your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
Wow, a piano puzzler of epic dimension and emotional weight, too. Tom, what did you hear in that?
Well, I think I heard Beethoven.
Yes, that's right.
Which it'd be darn hard to miss, but that one was pretty easy.
Okay.
And what tipped you off that it was Beethoven?
Oh, it's the Moonlight Sonata.
Right.
The tune is more Eastern European.
Well, that's true, actually.
Yes. I know it as a fiddle tune, as a violin tune. It's one of those pop violin encore.
That's right.
Like a Hungarian dance for...
Well, actually, the name of it is Hungarian Dance.
Okay.
And it has a number, not that you need to know the number. Hungarian Dance number, take a guess.
Well, let's start with one.
No, okay, it's five.
Five.
Hungarian Dance number five. What I find amazing is that you knew it was a Hungarian dance without knowing it was the Hungarian dance. It's that that's its name. That's very amusing.
Yeah, well, I was sort of stuck on, am I going to have to name a composer for the Hungarian dance as well?
What is it well known as, Fred? You must know.
Well, the Hungarian Dance number five from a collection of Hungarian dances, which have the name of the composer listed as Johannes Brahms.
Correct. But actually, the tune is by Bela Keller, who is an almost completely unknown person, and Brahms arranged it as a gypsy piece. And so what you have here is the so-called Brahms Hungarian Dance number five, actually by Bela Keller in the Moonlight Sonata.
And Bruce, how did you interweave these two?
Well, you know, the tune can be slowed down instead of... See, there you notice I changed the tune. It transposed to fit with the Beethoven. So we have... To go with the Beethoven, this fits fine. I didn't have to change a thing. But now the Beethoven modulates, and I decided to follow the Beethoven instead of force the Beethoven to not modulate along with the tune. So here, I let the tune change into the relative major key. And then I could go on and on about this. It takes a while to write these, and a lot of little decisions go into them. They're kind of fun. When they're done, it's exhilarating.
Well... Tom Veltri, I mean, you nailed it. You got Beethoven right away. You said it sounds like Beethoven. And in fact, yeah, Bruce borrowing from the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven. And you knew the tune even though you didn't know that you knew the tune. You said Hungarian Dance, and it's the Hungarian Dance number five, often attributed to Johannes Brahms. So well done.
No, so I have bragging rights.
You do, absolutely. We hereby confer upon you piano puzzler bragging rights. And Tom, for playing the piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the score to that classic piano puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolf himself.
Wow. Throw in your business card while you're at it.
Wait for the documentary.
Yeah.
Tom Veltri from Queens, New York. Tom, how do you hear the piano puzzlers?
Well, I'm a big fan of WQXR, but I listen to Piano Puzzler as a podcast when I'm out walking the dogs.
Ah, very nice. Well, Tom, thank you so much for playing this week.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, a pleasure having you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.